Hello. We'll see if it works. Oh, you can come back here. All right, Bets. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Feels good in here, huh? Oh, bring on the cold. Stand up, please. Yeah. Ragdoll, come up to the front of your mat. Get your blood flowing. Open your eyes. Focus your eyes on one physical point. Shake your head out. No tension in your neck or jaw. Spread your toes out across your mat and begin to straighten your legs. Bring your hips towards the front of the studio. Oh, and just let this heat settle onto your skin and soak into your muscles, into the bones, into your brain. Create some more tension in the back of your legs. Straighten your legs. Lift the back of your thigh bones up towards the ceiling. Oh, lean into it. Lean into it. Through your nose, take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Bring your hands to your mat, downward dog. Now experience the community of your hands and your feet. Activate the muscles in your hands. Spread out your fingers across the floor. Walk your feet back about 3 inches. Spread your toes across your mat. A little bend in your knees. Now increase the muscle energy moving through your shoulders, through your arms, down through your hands. Lift your sitting bones up to the ceiling. Give up the tension in your neck. Oh, give it up. Deep breathing, deep ujjayi breath. Bring your feet together, breathe out. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling, bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Pull your belly up to your spine. Oh, no tension in your neck, no tension. Drop your head towards the floor. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Pull your belly up to your spine. And without any sound, walk up to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. Press your big toe mounds into your mat. Turn your inner ankles back, straighten your legs, and feel the turning from your inner ankles all the way up through your inner thigh bones. Straighten your legs, hips come forward. Drop your hands to your mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Spread your toes. Pull your belly up to your spine. Grow into your upper arm bones. So make your upper arm bones longer. From your elbows to your wrists longer. from your wrist to your five fingertips in each palm, longer. Belly to your spine, press the floor. Gain an inch more to the ceiling. Another half inch, go up, stretch your body. Wake up, good morning. Hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Forward bend. Flat back, breathe in. High plank. Hollow out the pits of your palms. Meditate. Press your index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, knuckle down into the mat. Claw the floor, and then you'll feel the pit of your palm lift off the mat a little bit. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Mounds of the palms down into the floor. Up dog. Down dog. It's good to have you on your mat with us. A great contribution. And being around loving people. Breathe out. Walk to the front of your mat. A lot of pain and suffering in the world. Halfway up, lots of it. Bow forward. Sweep up. Bow forward. Halfway up. High plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Deep Ujjayi breath. The origin of Ujjayi breath is at your throat, not at your nose. The sound, the origin of the sound, it's not Ujjayi until it has sound. And it's creating an effect in your body and perhaps the bodies around you. No, that's a great offering if you can get your breath vocalized. Huge breath in. Breathe out. Walk to the front of your mat. You can jump. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow down. Long spine. High to low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Clear gaze. Huge breath in. Big breath out. More air than you brought in. Get that air out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Fold forward. Long spine. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Come on now, bring it, bring it. Deep breathing. Deep breathing. Be a cause for deep breathing. You know what? Otherwise, you'll be at the effect of other people's sleepiness. Be a leader. Be a cause. Be the change. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just takes a little push, just a little bit. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. A radical commitment to clear vision. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, left side warrior one. A conscious commitment to ujjayi breathing. Big in breath. Bringing hands to your mat, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Big breath in. Empty out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Suck the air and get it in there. Bow forward. Do the work. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Make taking an in-breath your main intention. Fill up all the way. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Big in breath. Big out breath. Walk or jump. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Long spine. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Come to life. You have to do it on purpose. Bring expression. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. The expression will reveal itself at the peak of the pose. Low plank. Up dog, down dog. Okay, pump air. That's how you bring the sweat. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Utkatasana, bow down. Long spine, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. You kind of go from solid to liquid to gas. Chaturanga, you get lighter and lighter. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. Transformation is happening right now. Low plank, you invite it in. Up dog, down dog. You clear your space. Then you fill your space with prana, with possibility, with inquiry. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your bottom knee and then just jump. Jump up. See if you can do a handstand. But put an honest effort in it and throw your doubt out. Well, you're like, oh, I can't do a handstand. Well, you don't know. That's why I say, fill your space with inquiry. You don't know. Hey, down dog. Bring your feet together, right leg go up. Bend your upper knee and flip your dog. You need a prod. You do. Or you'll never look and explore into these spaces that you usually don't touch, these areas in your brain. You know, that are awake, and when you turn upside down and you have clear vision. High plank, bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right, take your left arm to the sky. Pull your belly up your spine and send intention, attention, vital energy to your hands and your feet. And receive from the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes to the core. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Bring your right knee to your chest and then to your lips. Give yourself a kiss. Crescent lunge. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. Create the container, the lower half of your body. Good space, front to back. Not on a tightrope. Ground the center of your front heel into your mat. Ground the mound of the big toe and the baby toe on both feet. Ground into the mat. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Now, from the awakening that you've accrued in your feet by being intentional, wrinkle the mat in between your feet, front to back. Pull your thigh bones into the pelvis. Now Mula Bandha, pelvic floor, go up. Belly, go up. Now turn a little more. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Be intentional. Creating the physical foundation of your pose. Wrap your upper arm around your back. And be intentional about creating harmony in the pose. So every cell in the body is in a deep heart-to-heart conversation. And you're not doing that by analyzing or thinking. It's truly just by observing one physical point, seeing that point, and being with that one point, and then letting the creative, intuitive energies take over. It's kind of like Jesus, take the wheel type of idea. But yogi, take the wheel. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Isn't that a song, Jesus Take the Wheel? Is it like old? You just don't like it? I never even heard it. It was a country song? Okay. Not really, if it's a country song. Okay. Feet together. Right leg go high. Bend your bottom knee. And jump up. Be courageous. Go to your tipping point. And so what if you tip over? So what? It'll probably inspire someone else to play their edge, maybe. Go ahead, jump up. Jump up. Good. Downward dog. Good work. Bring your feet together. Left leg go up. Bend your upper knee. Hang out. Create your edge or flip your dog. Your edge is a moving target, so your eyes need to be clear. Your drishti can move from one point to another point consciously, not by default, consciously, so you can see clearer. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. And, you know, you want your physical exertion to be clear. So it's like, just clear. You're not shaky. Okay, a little bit, but. Chaturanga. Up dog. I mean, you're not trying to hold it together, you know? Down dog. Left foot forward. Crescent lunge. No kiss on this side. Prayer twist to the left. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Be masterful with lifting your back heel away from your mat so your back foot becomes perpendicular to the floor. A few more counts. More earth and fire in your back leg. Yeah, now more air into your lungs. More air. Huge breath in. Twist, get that out. Nowhere, nowhere. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Create the shape of the pose so your butt's not sticking out and your upper body's not dropping forward. So get your left butt cheek under, stack your lungs on one another, wrap your upper arm around your back. Notice the difference when your eyes are focused and you're committed with your gaze and when you're not. Just notice the difference. That's practice, making a distinction of when you're in your zone and when you're flickering. Steady stream gaze, steady stream of breath. Big breath in, low plank. Upward dog. Claw the floor, hollow out the pits of your palms. Down dog. Walk your hands to your feet. Do some leapfrogs. So first thing is you got to have your hands flat on your mat. Straighten your arms, bring your shoulders over your wrists. Jump up, press the inner edge of your feet together and let your knees splay out. And be game for this. If you don't like it, it's okay. Just make peace with it. And keep going, just jump. You know, the best part is not letting your feet touch the floor for too long. Keep jumping up. You build some heat, some healing heat that wouldn't be there unless you did this. Okay, Utkatasana, good. Prayer twist to the right. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Be the architect of your feet. And the master builder of your legs. Your legs are in union. They're separate. You can feel that. And I actually want you to make that distinction right now between your right and your left leg. They're separate, but they work together. Stick your bum out. Pull your collarbones forward. Now your sitting bones and your collarbones are working together. Move them apart. Create more space in between your sitting bones and collarbones. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Look at your legs. Look at them. Spend time with them. Study your legs and your feet. Yeah, your gaze could be on the ceiling, but maybe you could be infusing much more vital energy by putting your attention on your feet and on your shins and minding and meditating on yoking your legs together. A few more counts. Staying, this is good fire building, good purifying space. Tuck your chin to your chest, rotate that junk out. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Palms face in. Come halfway up, breathe in. Fold forward. Get some fresh blood flowing into the little micro tears in your hamstrings. Make your elbows point out to the sides of the room. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. And you notice like a tiny little hint of a smile as your face muscles relax. Let go of your toes. Bring your feet together. Utkatasana. Prayer twist to the left. Manage the space between your toes. And you'll create new space in your brain. Bring up old mental patterning and you stay calm. You create new neural pathways. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Stay calm. Let the stress come up. Let the fear come up. Let the intensity come up. And you practice. Staying in the fire. You can straighten your arms. Ujjayi breathing. Drishti. Bandhas. And you feel tapas. Rise. A few more counts. As tapas rises, the torso rises off the front of your thighs and you twist. Ragdoll. Gorilla asana. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. squish the muscles in your hands with the bones in your feet. Lean into it. Lift the back of your thigh bones to the ceiling. Try to pull your hands out from underneath your feet. And no tension in your neck or your jaw. Give that up. More tension in the back of your legs. Go ahead, more. Straighten your legs. Lean into it. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet, twisting half moon. Put a block under your right hand, left hand to your hip. Breathe in. Empty out. Right leg to the sky. Left arm to the sky. Be in your power. Nothing to do but lifting your right leg up and your left arm up. Spine parallel to the floor. Best you can. Maybe you come up on your fingertips and your lower thumb tip. A huge breath in. Half moon. Switch hands. Stack your right hip on your left hip. And be in your power. Be in your power. Make the clean transition. Stay here, or bend your upper knee, half bow. Five, four, three, two, ragdoll. Drop your hands to your mat, left leg go up. Breathe in, empty out, right arm high. More extension through your limbs. Okay, half moon, stay on this leg, just switch your arms. No wobbling in your lower foot. Center of the lower heel to big toe mound. Center of the lower heel to baby toe mound. Baby toe mound to big toe mound. Big toe mound to baby toe mound. Stay here or half bow. Lower foot on 12 o'clock. Good. Five. Four, lift the front of your pelvis to your navel, belly to your spine. Three, now look up and kick more. Two, ragdoll. Hanuman, send your right leg back. Grab your blocks. Let's do this quickly, though. Okay, so you're going to put your blocks around, like at your hips, and maybe go up as high as you can with the blocks so your spine stays long. Press your front foot flat in your mat. Curl your back toes under. Ten, steady. Lift your back knee off the floor. Five, squeeze your back leg straight, front foot flat on the mat. Four, gotta have the big toe mount on your front foot flat. Three, two, straighten your front leg, lift your front toes to the ceiling. 10, keep your back leg as it is. Come on, focus your eyes, focus, and breathe in and out of your nose. Get committed. Five, focus, focus. Four, and breathe. Three, two. Okay, final expression. Uncurl your back toes, keep your eyes steady, and yield to gravity. Let your hips sink down to the mat. You don't want to let your back knee touch the floor unless you're really flexible and you're going to keep your hips squared to the mat. Five, press to the top of your back foot. Pull your thigh bones in the pelvis. Four, you can lift these up higher. Three, two, down dog. Hanuman, right side, right foot forward. Curl your back toes under. Let's keep vinyasa alive. Blocks to the sidelines of your hips. Keep your shoulders over your wrists and curl your back toes under. Betsy, you do that leg already? 8, steady. 7, 6, good. 5, pull your thigh bones into the pelvis. This is why you've got blocks, so you can elevate. Create space. 3, 2, okay, front leg straight. Keep your back leg as it is. So you have the front toes, you want to almost have the front foot perpendicular to your mat. 5, 4, and you breathe. Breathe on purpose, like really. 3, suck it in like it's food. 2, and last phase, uncurl your back toes. This is an awakening pose for your hip flexors, for your psoas muscles. So one thing that happens, the hips, the right hip will come forward too much and the left hip will go back. Keep squaring the hips to the front of the studio. 5, and rising up through the spine. 4, chin to your chest, sides of your neck back. 3, 2, down dog. Great work. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up, sweep your arms above your breathing. Eagle pose, right side. 5, 4, 3, 2, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. You just step right into the wilderness. As soon as your eyes are clear and your breath is flowing, you allow things to be changing. You don't hold on. There's a firm quality of centering. Pull into the center. Breathe out. Sweep up. Right side, eagle pose. 5. 4. Drop your elbows to shoulder height. 3. Or raise your elbows to shoulder height. 2. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. 5, 4, 3, 2, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Bring your hands to your hips, flying pigeon. Keep your feet together. Bend your knees and cross your right ankle past your left thigh. Take a seat like you're doing Utkatasana on one leg. And with your hands at your hips, pull your elbows to the center line of your body. Pull your belly up to your spine. Yeah, and take your arms out in front of you. As you stick your butt out, pull your collarbones to the front of the studio. And breathe into your piriformis. You can feel it. And you can calibrate. See how the hips may be going out to the right? Keep your hips centered. 5. You can do the arm balance if you want. 4. Pull your belly to your spine. If you're in flying pigeon, stick your butt out more if you're not in the arm balance. 3, press your collarbones forward more. 2, bring your feet to your mat. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Hands to your heart center. Bring your hands to your hips. Flying pigeon. Bend your knees. Cross your left ankle past your right thigh. Fold your wings under your back. Elbows to the midline of your body. You could actually tap your belly with one hand so you know your belly goes up. Upward flying bird, upward flying lock. Take your arms out in front of you. Yeah, it's from your core that you develop lightness and you learn to do arm balances. And from your hands and your feet, you activate your core. 5, and from your core, you bring awakening to your hands and your feet. 3, now pull your belly to your spine, flying birds. Pull them up. 3, 2. Okay, feet to the mat, stand up, take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, bring your hands to your heart center, clear it, breathe in, empty out, okay, standing bow, left arm to the sky, bend your right knee, Pick up your right ankle, your right foot, your right shin. And go for it. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Windmill your arms. Catch your left foot, shin, or ankle. Ready? Go. Five. Ground into your mat. Four. Pull your belly to your spine. Kick more. Three. No. Two. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Get your strap. Let's do a dance with a strap. So lasso your right foot. Oh, you got your shin. Maybe do your shin. It's good if you get your shin because there's more bone and you move from your bones more effectively. Okay, ready? So take this shoulder, the strap over your right shoulder and find neutral. Take the strap over your head. Walk your hands back as far as you can. You okay? Use the strap. Use the strap. Unless you're not injured, use the strap. So just relax for a moment, okay? And just find that part of you that you could hang out here for as long as we hold it. So you relax. Find your center. And now begin to add an effort. Spread out your toes on your lower foot and upper foot, so feet alive. And begin to firm up your legs. Squeeze your muscles and your lower legs to the bones. Press the floor. Now belly to your spine and walk your hands back more. About a half more minute. Steady, keep your eyes clear. And just stay calm. Too much effort takes you out. Too little effort, you fall asleep. You're just in the dance of staying alive. Present, that's a dance. Staying present, being with, that's a dance. Five, and play your edge. Go further. Four, press your knuckles to the ceiling. Upper arm bones back. Three, really good. Belly up, press down, go up. Two, okay, other side. Good job. Okay, get your left foot. Okay, be ready. Gather up the strap and both hands, walking hands back. Create a wakefulness in the feet. So create space between the big toes and baby toes. Spread open the bones of the feet. Walk your hands back. Do you feel tension? Right? Not too much tension, but good tension. Kick your upper shin. Can you take your upper arm bones back with the strength of your upper leg? Can you yield in your upper body enough that you can receive the strength of your legs? Can you feel the effort of your legs opening up, almost kind of prying open the upper body? And you walk your hands back more till you have maximum tension to the strap. And then you even tighten up the strap. It's like a guitar string. You want to pluck it. That's how tight it is. Good. About five. Steady. Four. Lift the front of your upper thigh away from the floor. Three. Kick more. Two. Good job. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Come up to the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. Eyes straight ahead of you. Make your lips touch. Relax the root of your tongue. Jaw. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Balance on your right leg. Left foot to your right inner thigh. Lift your arms above you. Take your upper arm bones to the back of the room and spread out your fingers. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Press your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Fold forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side, warrior one. Warrior two. And work with excellence. Create triangle. A shape that can channel energy. A receiver. So you go receive from your feet. Spread out your toes. Ground the center of each heel into your mat. Firm up your legs. A few more counts. Belly to your spine. Core to floor. Spine line to hands. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your right toes to the left side of the room. Arms go up. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side and bind your shoulders. Press your feet in your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. Turn your inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles towards your mat. Now pull your elbows to the spine line. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Face the front of the studio. Breathe in. Fold forward. Spread your toes across your mat. Lengthen your spine. Twist to the right. Little twist. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Go longer. Three. Two. Chaturanga. See how I got the hips squared? Yeah. Up dog. Down dog. Left side, warrior one. Warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose. Go longer. Now breathe. Go ahead, add the breath. Claw. Claw. Breathe in, empty out, stand up, bring your hands to your hips, point your left toes to the right side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, left arm down by your side, bend your elbows, fold forward. No straining with the grip of your hands, but have a good, strong grip. Breathe out. Stand up. Face the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. All right, get the bind. Twisting triangle. Go, 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 go. You don't need the block, yeah. Five, so lift up. Press the floor with this arm. Press it. Four. Press more. Press more. Lift up. Three. Two. Chaturanga. So you can have that on 12. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower to the mat. Four, three, two, one. Good work. Flip your head to the other direction. Bring your forehead or chin to your mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Straps are good. Breathe out. Press down, lift up. Five. Four. Three. Pull your legs to the center line. Lift the front of your thighs off your mat. Come back to the ground. Take another arm variation. Locust pose. Breathe out. Press your pelvis on your mat. Lift every other bone off the floor. Five. Four. Inner thigh bones to the ceiling. Three. Upper arm bones to the ceiling. Two. Come back to the mat. Bow pose. Breathe out. Pull the thigh bones in the center line and press your shins to the back of the room. Come back down. Bow pose. Get it. Go ahead. Get it now, though. Get it now. And stay in the pose. It's okay. You know, if you want to rock back and forth a little bit, side to side, but eventually you want to stick it, you know, and be still. Lift your chin a little bit. Lift up. Lift up. Stay in it. Right? Press your shins back more. Oh, and come back to the mat. Upward dog. Down dog. Drop your knees to your mat, camel pose. Five. Four. Three, two, down dog.
Is it really hot?
Drop your knees to your mat, camel pose. Five. Four, more earth, foundation, press the floor. Three, bring your hips towards the front of the studio. Two, down dog. Bridge pose. Let's keep moving. Shavasana will be good, I promise. Press your feet in your mat, lift your hips off the floor. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Five. Four. Three. Two. And bring your bum to the mat. Okay. Some good hard opening practice right now. So take this on. You know, take this on. You need it. Your heart needs some space. Okay, ready? Reset your feet. Bridge pose or wheel. Set. And press the floor and come up. Five. Four. Three. Press the baby finger edge of the forearm down, bridge. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat.
Okay, reset your hands on your feet. Set and go. Five, four, three, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat. Let's do three more, ready? Wheel pose, set, and wheel pose, go. Five, four, no wheel, three, two, come down. You're not injured, yeah? Do it, struggle with it, it's good. That's good, it's good for you, you know? I don't know about you, when I woke up this morning and heard the news, though, about what happened in Vegas, it's like, wow, I was psyched that I got to be here with you, huh? And you get to be here with us, so give what you got, like really, give what you got. What else are you going to do right now? Rest? Do the work. Ready? Set? Press the floor and come up. Yeah, go ahead. Struggle with it. Struggle with it. Fight for what you believe in. Like, stand for something, you know? Like, really. When else will you do that? It's all lip service otherwise. It's right here, right now. Five, four, three, two, come down. You know, I'll tell you, without this practice, we hear about this stuff on the news like, yeah, that really sucks. That's bad. You know, we can even watch it on the news and watch people up to their neck in water and be like, yep, that must suck. That really must suck. But until you get on your mat and you start feeling this throb of life and the resistance to moving into your body, then you start getting, and then the pieces start coming together about gratitude and appreciation and giving everything you have right now. Like right now. Ready? We'll do three more. Set. Yeah, I know I backpedaled a little bit, but you can do that. Set, go. Have an open mind, it can change. Five, you work through this, this is good for you. Four, three, two, come on down. That's good, you got two more left. Chin to your chest, chin to your chest. You got two more left. That's good, Boriana. Okay, ready? Bridge your wheel. You resist your resistance. Doesn't work. Press the floor, come up. You get angry at your anger. Resist your resistance. Sad about your sadness. Stay in. Five, four, three, two, and you can stay up or come down. You can maybe look up here, see if that, how's that feel? A little different, right? Okay, last one. Do, you know what? Do it because you can do it. If you can do it, do it. If you can, you must, okay? And when you say no, just know that that's a powerful word, okay? Maybe you're a no because you're a yes to not injuring yourself. Okay, whatever. Set and go. Steady 10 and let it burn. Let your hands and your feet come to life like never before. Let them feel the floor like never before. Let your arms come to life. Straighten your arms. Five, four, more legs out. Three, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the floor. Good work. All right, bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes, soak it up. Yeah, you really feel the value of community. When you show up and you give everything you have, You empty your cup, you get back to zero. A place where you where relatedness happens. You get to your lowest point, and there's a deep relatedness. Straighten your legs to the front of the room. Straighten your arms to the back of the room. Take a breath in. Empty out. Big breath in. Big breath out. One more. Breathe in. Empty out. Bring your knees into your body. Rock from side to side. Chin in one direction, knees in the other direction. Dead bug. Grab the outer edge of your feet. Split your knees out. Pull your feet, your shins, and your knees down towards the mat. Let go of your feet. Pull your knees into your body. Flex your feet. Grab underneath your thighs and rock and roll. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. You can put a block under your right hip or do a figure four on your back. Close your eyes. Get connected to the ground. Get connected to Mother Earth. Connect your body to the ground. So the block under your right hip will help ground you. Every part of the body that's touching the earth, you're clear about that, and it's a good connection. It's not shaky, it's grounded, firm. You know, I believe the word grounded, I forgot, it comes from a Latin word, and I think the foundation of the word comes from, it means like the bottom of the ocean. The bottom, the deepest part. And when we're grounded individuals, there's a deep relatedness. To the core of our being, to the core of other people's beings. You can really feel it, especially if you work with a lot of bodies. You know, the deep sadness that can come over communities, even when nothing happened in the community, you know, just from the news. You know, we're all connected. And you wake up and you hear news like the biggest gun shooting ever in our country. It affects us in spaces that we're not even aware of. Take about five more counts. Drop your head to the floor. Relax your jaw. Surrender. Really deep into that feeling. Take a breath in. Empty out. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side.
Get a global experience of our body. Get connected to the earth body. As we get connected to our own bodies, we start getting connected
to the people around us, you know, their lives, their space. Make better relationships with our loved ones, the people closest to us. We're a deeper communication.
In our own families, we get closer, and this relatedness begins to move outward with the people at work, you know, the people, anybody. Relatedness. Deep relationship with your front foot. Flex your front foot. A 100% attention on the flow of your breath. Can you get any more air in on the in-breath? Can you partner up with the breath and get more air in? Can you push a little more air out that wouldn't have been pushed out unless you had an intention to do that? Full participation. Get involved. About 10 more counts. Easy. Yep. A few more counts. Heal yourself with complete breaths. It is so healing to get so involved in that. One full in-breath. A complete out-breath. And then you begin again. Deep relatedness to life. Not as a concept, to this very instant of the in-breath or the out-breath. And you keep coming back. You keep returning. You spend time with it. You be with it. You don't abandon it. Breathe in. Empty out. Double pigeon. Flex your feet. Bow forward. Deep breathing out. The in-breath will come, but you got to do your work. Keep breathing out deeply. Keep practicing coming apart. Flex the muscle, the spiritual muscle of just being a yes to coming apart. Creating the space where you can practice coming apart. Not holding things together. Is that okay on your shoulder? Yeah. So maybe do this one too, because you're kind of off. Yeah, if that's uncomfortable, see, make it good. Yeah. Breath in through your nose now, like fully, and breath out completely. Just something you have to remember. Breathing in and breathing out. No tension in your neck. Can you give that up? And the tension in your face. Yeah. Tension on the in-breath. Yeah. And no tension on the out-breath. Just breathe in. Empty out. Sit up. Switch legs. Make your lips touch. Breathe in and out of your nose. Drop your head towards the ground. Lean into it. Relax the muscles in your face. Relax your jaw. See if you get the block out of there. Yeah. And then take your arms forward. Come on, breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in, breathe out. Stay in, stay in. A few more counts, just like that. Okay, sit up. Extend your legs in front of you, seated forward bend. You can have your knees bent, chest wall to thigh bones, hands to feet or your shins. Start there and then little by little, scoot your butt away from your heels. Keep your spine as long as possible. Little flexion's okay. Drop your head to your knees or your shins. Let go of the tension in your neck. You don't need to rest your head on something, but if it's too much tension in your neck, okay, maybe bend your knees a little more. But okay, very slowly come up, inverted tabletop. 5, 4, 3. 2, come down. Scoot up to the front of your mat, waterfall pose. Put a block under your bum, turn upside down. Flex your feet. You can separate your heels a little bit. And stay in your zone. Either gaze at your feet, close your eyes, but be intentional. You can stay here or bring your knees by to your forehead. Or you can take their feet to the floor for plow pose. You can stay in plow or take your knees by your ears, deaf man's pose. What a fortunate time in our lives, and lucky bodies that know enough to come back to the mat. You know, the older and older I get, or the longer I keep practicing yoga, and as life unravels itself and things happen, man, it's just more and more evidence why I practice yoga. Like, the work that we're doing is the work that we need to do as human beings. I mean, I can relate to it. I can feel the anger, the fear, I can feel it within my own body. And it's no surprise when you wake up and you see people just shoot 200 people, and, you know, and it keeps happening, and the earth's turning upside down and spinning inside. It's just your ground, your body. the most important real estate on the planet. Take your blocks out of the way. Bring your butt to the ground. Pull your knees into your body. Give them a squeeze. Flex your feet. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. We are fortunate we have this. And you really don't know it till you don't have it anymore. You know, and it's here now. So, and you're here now. In pretty good health, too. So, this is a blessed, sacred space. Take advantage of that. And practice just mind-body. Practice being. And it's going to take more than just laying down and relaxing. It takes effort. It's the toughest pose there is, to stay out here, to stay in the body, but to have your senses out here. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Breathe in. Open your mouth, let it go. Roll over onto your right side, curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Put your hands in a prayer. Sit up straight. Just for one moment, give thanks for something in your life. Give thanks and really feel it. Be grateful. Cultivate it. He went home. You pray, hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good job. Nice work. Good work. Good work. Good work. Go drink a lot of water. Get like a gallon of water. Get some fruit. You know the drill, okay? Go do that and be kind and love each other, okay? I'll see you guys soon. Take care.